It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer from Paris 66 French Restaurant in East Liberty and Jean-Marc Chatelier's to French Bakery in Millvale. There are a number of companies with ties to France-owned and headquartered in Pittsburgh. Here with a focus on the French connection, having recently returned from teaching in France, is business contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Bonjour, Rebecca.
Bonjour, Paul. Ça va? How are you?
Oui, ça va.
Oui, ça va. Très bien. Merci.
Très bien. Comme ça.
D'accord. Okay.
You were in France teaching entrepreneurship. Tell us about that. Where were you and what were the organizations that you connected with?
Right. I was brought to the city of Dijon, which is about 2 hours south of Paris, by a group called the Polytechnicum Burgundy France Comté. It's an organization that was founded in 2010 to bring together elements of the University of Burgundy, the University of Franche-Comté, and University of Technology and institutes focusing on management, accounting, and business and engineering in that whole region. And the point was to really promote the transfer of knowledge and experience with a view to improving the attractiveness and competitiveness of these established and establishments in their region. So what was really exciting is I taught at a number of different institutions in the region, including one very elite engineering school in Cluny, which is a very small town. It was in a monastery, Paul, that was built in 1200. Can you even imagine? It was just remarkable.
Yeah, only in Europe, right.
So my focus was really on teaching entrepreneurship, which is really a relatively new field in France, really the teaching of it.
It is?
It really is. I mean, they've always had stores and businesses, but the thinking of entrepreneurship, the mindset around it, the taking of risks, especially when you're talking about women, how you find niche opportunities, looking at markets, talking about money, those are relatively new skills. And so that was really what I focused on. And one of the things that was very interesting is one of the schools in Dijon was offering a master's degree in wine and the vine. So it's a huge business in that region, Paul.
I figured Dijon would be offering a master's degree
in mustard. Yes. And there were amazing mustards as well.
Well, and just so I can get a picture of this, you know, you seem to be fluent in French.
I wish I were more fluent, but I took it a long, long time ago, and I spent a summer when I was in high school in France, and it seems to come back pretty quickly, but
Are you teaching these classes?
No, in English. I had a translator. Okay. Right. Okay. I did have a translator. And most of the students are totally fluent in English as well as in a third language. So
also typical of Europe.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's talk about the influence of all things French here in Pittsburgh.
Well, as we did our research, over 500 French people actually live here who are directly from France. And they're represented by the Honorary Consul Jean-Dominique Legarec. He's a French-speaking consul. He's a volunteer here. And he really represents really the interests of France. But there's also a huge presence of Canadians and Belgians and Swiss and Lebanese and French-speaking African countries and a sizable number of Francophone Americans. So, and there's people that say that they have ties to the region and claim ancestry that can reach up to 50,000 people. So there's really a pretty strong French influence here. And France is the sixth largest foreign investor in the Pittsburgh region. We have over 30 French-owned companies that operate some 50 establishments, and these establishments employ around 4,000 people. So that is a lot of people.
And, you know, in Pittsburgh, we have a French consulate here.
We do.
The ambassador shows up from time to time. Right. So they obviously want to stay in good standing with those of us here.
Yes, connected. And I think that the dual opportunity for our businesses to go there and their businesses to come here is very important.
So are there major French companies that have a presence here?
Yeah, as we started to look into it, there are a number of French companies with North American or U.S. headquarters in the region. There's something called Saint-Gobain Ceramics. We have Group SEB, which is the manufacturer of all-clad cookware. We can't forget to mention Vivissimo, which was recently acquired by IBM. One of its founders was a man named Jerome Pensenti, and he was from France. Other large French companies with a presence here include Lafarge and Sephora, Sephora is amazing. It's a visionary beauty retail concept that was founded in France by a gentleman in 1970, and it has a very strong presence here in Pittsburgh, and now it's a leading chain of perfume and cosmetic stores around the world. And it's now owned by Louis Vuitton. So, you know, there's some real strong presence of brands here. We have nonstop service from Delta that's offered over the summer. So we see that.
Did that just start recently?
Now, it actually started in 2009.
Okay.
The nonstop runs primarily.
That's fairly recent.
In the summer months. But you can get a lot of connections through different places. And this is what I thought was great. France is also a really important market for Pittsburgh companies. Nearly 25 major regional companies operate over 50 facilities in France. So they range from advanced manufacturing, Alcoa, Allegheny Technology, H.J. Heinz, Kennametal, PPG, and Westinghouse Electric. They all have company headquarters and facilities over there. The headquarters certainly are here, but they have facilities there. Ansys and Black Box have locations there. Bayer Health Plan, Philips Respironics, and then also we see service companies like Reed Smith and K&L Gates, which are law firms. So we have a lot of our people over there too. It's great.
We're talking with Rebecca Harris. She's director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University and is our business contributor, joining us each Tuesday at this time. So what about the influence of French culture here?
Yeah, it's really very strong, Paul. In 1754, the French constructed the Fort Duquesne de la Sainte-Vierge, which is the Fort Duquesne of the Holy Virgin. That was the actual name, which was later named Fort Pitt after its fall to the English, and it eventually became Pittsburgh. Today, there are many French names. Think about them all. Duquesne, Ligonier, Marchand, Charleroi, North Versailles. Fayette. Those are all.
Of course, we say Versailles here.
Well, I have to, you know, the woman who was helping with my French would really be not happy. So,
right.
But there's really a lot of remainders of historic French presence throughout the region. There's a great French program at the University of Pittsburgh, which has an important cultural partnership with the Pittsburgh chapter of the Alliance Française, the French Alliance. And it's a very strong cultural community. France is one of the 26 cultures represented in the nationality rooms there. There's this Alliance Française de Pittsburgh was founded in 1903. It's a nonprofit organization. It's a member of the Federation of Alliances. And its purpose is really to encourage French language, literature, Francophone cultures, activities, arts, and entertainment. So that is pretty cool.
Well, finally, saving the best for last,
yes.
Let's talk about the influence of French cuisine.
Okay. I just have to stop and say that the French really, Paul, they take their food very seriously.
Yes, they
slow,
do.
Slow, deliberate. They enjoy every meal. I had sort of forgotten the essence. It's been a long time since I've been in France. But when we look at some great opportunities here for you to really experience the real McCoy, as we say, there is Brasserie 33, Jean-Marc Chatelier's French Bakery, La Gourmande, Paris 66. And, you know, if you're like me and you've experienced this before, you want to look for the perfect pain chocolat. You want to find the perfect cafe. There's many crepes. And crepes was very, I mean, those were really, there were a lot of them when we were there. And you can find some delicious sweet crepes with walnuts and savory crepes and dark chocolate crepes here.
Well, they can be a dessert, but they can also be
main course. Yeah. You can, with canard, which is duck. And so you can fill them with all those goodies. Amazing French coffee is available here as well. There's great bakeries. And then also there's a place called Perlet, which is downtown in Market Square, which has more of a tapas type thing. And I want to make sure that we talk about some of the local stores which have Pen Mac, for example, French cheese and Trader Joe's and Whole Foods, and you can make sure to get real baguettes. So you don't have to be in France to enjoy those goodies, Paul.
Well, I feel like I've just been to France, thanks to you, Rebecca Harris, who actually was in France this past week and reporting back to us here on Essential Pittsburgh. She's director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, au revoir.
Au revoir, merci.
And all that stuff.
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome. Thank you. And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, legendary journalist Dan Rather will be with us. You won't want to miss that. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.